Death at Taliesin, 1914, by Kate Fox. Windows were closed, all doors bolted but one, when Julian Carleton picked up the axe, told his woman to run as he headed toward the terrace where the family sat, napkins in their laps, waiting for lunch. First the soup, then a blow that split the missus' skull, blood spattering the bone china as he swung the blunt side toward the boy. The younger girl ran, but he caught her in the courtyard, blade biting, but not clean enough to save her from the blaze. The living area burned to the ground, doused with gasoline that spread like water under the door as he struck a match across the sanded stucco entry, lit a pipe, then dropped the guttering flame to the floor, where it whistled alive, following a draft only blind fire can find, right to the feet of the hired men, who, like him, worked to earn a living, but unlike him, waited to be served. He served them next, then stood by the door with the axe. For years, people said, for no apparent reason, but of course they were white. In shirt sleeves, straw hats, fedoras, under trees, around bonfires blazing up this sundown town, small children against their legs. This is the barbecue we had last night, one man scrawled across the penny postcard lynching, marking his own defiant face. So what did Carleton have to lose? Even hell feels like home if it's all you know. He would open that door and show them how everything they had built could burn, everyone they loved made to bleed.